This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Tech Talk and I'm Jeff Sandhu. Bluetooth technology in mobile phones has been around since the 1994, and around the year 2002 and 2006, Bluetooth headsets were one of the most popular accessories for your mobile phone. It made thousands of people walking in the streets or sitting in their car talking to themselves, and then the smartphones came along and the trend started to fade away slowly. But the technology hasn't. Here with me today is Anne Goh. She's the Consumer Solutions Central Asia for Jabra. Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you very much for having me in the show.
Now, you know, tell us a bit about Jabra. You know, when did it begin, and you know, how long has it been in the Bluetooth technology scene?
Well, interestingly, some of you may not know that Jabra has actually been around for 140 years. Our history dated back all the way to the 1870s, where we actually laid the first telegraphic cable.
Mm-hmm.
But Jabra actually been in the Bluetooth industry in the last 10 years, where we actually built a brand called Jabra.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and now we are actually a Danish firm. So we also pioneered in the Bluetooth technology, launching some of our first Bluetooth headset way back in the year 2000.
How big is the Bluetooth headset industry at the moment globally?
Globally, I don't have the actual numbers, mm-hmm. but I would confidently say that we are actually the world's largest provider of the consumer headsets. We own about approximately 20% market share.
What sets Jabra apart from the rest of, you know, the other Bluetooth headset manufacturers?
I think what sets us apart is that we are very specialized. As I mentioned earlier, we have 140 years of experience in the telecommunications industry.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole entire company is specialized in just focusing on Bluetooth technology, speakers, anything surrounding your audio accessories, devices. And we're always on the pioneering edge, innovating new products, new designs, utilizing the latest technology. For example, some of our products have also won the Red Dot design based on our very stylish Scandinavian design,
mm-hmm.
that we're not only stylish to wear, but we also make our products very comfortable and easy to use.
Bluetooth has been around for nearly 20 years now, and although it only became popular in the sort of in the early 21st century, you know, how advanced has Bluetooth technology evolved throughout the years?
Well, interestingly, I wouldn't say that Bluetooth has been very, very advanced. I think every couple of years, we actually have a development of Bluetooth. Like
mm-hmm.
When we started in year 2000, I think it was Bluetooth version 1.0 or mm-hmm. something like that. And today we are in Bluetooth 4.0.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the improvements are in battery improvements, faster data transmission, better audio quality and stuff like that.
Do you see Bluetooth headsets still attracting a large number of consumers? You know, as we tend to, these days we tend to use our smartphones for other than making a phone call. You know, we use it for Facebook, for Twitter, for, you know, for WhatsApp and all. We tend to make lesser phone calls these days.
How should I say that? That's why we think that the Bluetooth technology do have a growing trend, because we not just only want to be able to communicate on the phone, mm-hmm. but we want to cut the costs, even in terms of listening to music, where mobile music is actually a growing trend right now. And people, there is a demand for wireless headsets, not just only for communication, but for other entertainment that they do with their mobile, like listening to music, listening to the videos, using their voice applications, which we are enabling them on our phone, on our headsets right now.
I'm speaking to Anne Goh, Consumer Solutions Central Asia for Jabra, and in just a moment we'll find out how the Jabra Motion headset is. What's that all about? BFM 89.9. Jeff Sandhu here, and with me today is Anne Goh. She's the Consumer Solutions Central Asia for Jabra, and we're talking about Bluetooth and the headset technology. And early on, we spoke a bit about, you know, how the technology sort of evolved throughout the years from Bluetooth 1.0 to now we're seeing Bluetooth 4.0. You know, being being, well, in a way, it's a Scandinavian company. You know, how big is this presence here in Southeast Asia, especially in Malaysia in particular?
We're actually the market leader here in Malaysia in terms of Bluetooth, in terms of the Bluetooth headset category, and also in our neighboring countries like Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia. We also own the leadership position there, especially in Thailand, where we have a 50% market share in Thailand.
Do you see the consumers here sort of, you know, respond to Bluetooth technology, or do you think that awareness is still very low?
Over the years, especially in the last few years where there's been a couple of the hands-free law being implemented, the consumers are getting more aware and educated of how they use the Bluetooth headsets and how it can add more freedom to their communication, their working lifestyle, or their mobile lifestyle as well.
You know, recently, you just launched the Jabra Motion headset in Malaysia. You know, how's the response been like, and you know, what's the unique feature of this Jabra Motion?
Right. The response has been very positive. In fact, the positioning of Jabra Motion is leveraging on the trend of the mobile worker trend, where we see today a lot of the business executives, they're not only just bound to the desk. We're always on the move. We're always moving around, and we always need to be connected. So Jabra Motion is one of our headsets that allows you to not only be connected to your laptop and make over VoIP calls, but it also allows you to be connected to your phone at the same time, where it allows you to seamlessly communicate between your laptop or your mobile device. And not only that, we also added in some technology like touch volume controls, NFC, noise cancellation, to allow the users who are frequently on the phone to be able to enjoy the best noise sound quality, and also make it very convenient and easy to use.
How are you planning to market the Bluetooth headsets here in Southeast Asia to hit your target market?
Usually, we do a lot of the channel activities where we actually bring our sales promoters down to the retail stores to engage the end users, to promote and educate them the benefits and the use of Bluetooth headsets.
So it's very important to know, to have the feel of the product. So it's not something that you could sort of make a decision via online per se.
I guess for consumers, they will always like to try out the headsets. Online is growing, but probably in some of the countries for headsets, it's not in a very high growth area right now. But particularly, for example, in countries where Korea, they're very open to online purchases, those countries are doing very well for us.
Yeah, what are some of the future releases in the next coming months that we could expect from Jabra?
Right. Well, you can also expect Jabra to cater more and more to our varied and different lifestyles. We actually see some of the growing trends in more health-conscious consumers. So we will also have products that would allow the end users to use their headsets when they are running or when they are exercising. Also, you can expect more and more products for that will be coming from us on the music arena, where we will be beefing up our portfolio to allow to attract to consumers from different aspects of life, where they have different expectations for their music listening enjoyment.
You know, just besides the business users on the go, and also the music lover, you also cater to the sports, the fitness addict, right? You've now collaborated with an Ironman triathlon. Could you just explain a bit, you know, what sort of areas that you're working on, and you know, how's this whole collaboration with the Ironman triathlon sort of work?
Yeah, well, actually, we have actually collaborated with the Craig Alexandra. He's a 5-time Ironman, and he's actually used our headsets during his training and his races. We work with him to actually co-promote our headset, also mainly to the Ironman community and also the athletes.
Do you think brand ambassadors still work in, you know, today's world where we sort of make up our own decisions just, you know, from reading reviews online and stuff like that? Do you think brand ambassadors still has an effect on consumers?
Yeah, I think definitely they do have an effect on the consumers, especially well-recognized opinion leaders that can become our brand ambassadors. A testimonial for them from them make a difference to whether the consumer will buy brand A or brand B. So I think brand ambassadors definitely still have their effect.
Do you think Bluetooth technology will still be relevant in the next 5 to 10 years? You know, because, you know, technology's innovations are sort of like at full speed ahead at the moment, and you see a lot of innovations from the past have been forgotten about it or have been dropped. Do you think Bluetooth will still be relevant?
Yes, I think Bluetooth will definitely be relevant, but I think there will be more uses beyond just communication, like what I mentioned earlier. There's more and more demand on wireless music, and I think the Bluetooth technology will definitely be used on the wireless music portfolio, where we see that there is a huge growing trend in the music arena.
And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for having me once again.
I've been speaking to Ango, Consumer Solutions Central Asia for Jabra, talking about Bluetooth technology headsets at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.